Hello everyone, this is Rana Prince. The presentation you're about to hear is based on my work that's called The Universal Laws of Creation. And I've been studying the laws for a long time, and the reason I'm presenting this here in this forum is I wanted to answer a question that comes about as in relation to my work that I have with clients, and also a phrase that appears in the film Sacred Journey of the Heart. And that is about the laws of confluence. And that's an understanding that I have had of what I call the 12th law, the one that really brings it all together. Now, it's 11th or 12th, depending on how you count, but I'll just state it here. It flashes up on the film screen, and it's a very important, I call one of the highest principles of manifesting, when we really understand and have mastered either consciously or subconsciously the other laws of creation. So in the film, the laws of confluence come on screen, and they read this way: feeling builds connection, heart creates wholeness, love manifests abundance. So that's the principles of the laws of confluence, and I'll be talking about that as we move along, because in my understanding, the law of confluence is the highest activation of the system of universal creation. When you understand that, when you're consciously working with the law of confluence, plus the final added ingredient, like that secret ingredient in that family recipe that's been held long and dear, when you add the final secret ingredient and you're working from the law of confluence, you really are fully what I call creation able to hold a vision, to have it, and to manifest it in the world, and to have it happen in surprising ways, so that it's not, you know, I decide I'm going to create one thing and I get exactly that. You work with all of these 12 laws and you get something even greater. Your results are even greater than what you can imagine. And that's occurred in my life over and over again. And the more that I'm working in full consciousness of this law, the faster the creations are, the bigger the divine surprises are. And so I want to share this with you now. So please refer to the PDF chart and we will dive in. This really comes from my desire to understand and the way the universe works, and I fundamentally believe that there's a structure and an order. And so when I'm looking at synthesizing things, I am usually, if not always, working with the principle of systems of 12. So I teach a variety of different things: 12 chromatic chakras in the body, the 7 traditional ones, and then 5 Aquarian chakras, so 12 acupuncture meridian channels in the body, the 12 cranial nerves, the 12 organ systems. To me, everything makes sense in an understanding of this number of 12, and I won't go into all of the background for that, but when you just think of one simple thing, that on a piano there are 12 chromatic keys. And so if we really understand the essence of creation, we understand the white and the black keys and how everything interplays harmoniously to create the complete symphony of sound. And you could say sound of light and color, of geometry, of everything that creates the fullness of what we're here to experience. So if you look at the chart, you'll see at the very top it says the law of divine oneness. And that's very simple. It's just the sort of existence of how things are. We know everything is one. We've talked about that in the context of the movie, in spiritual practices. That's a very fundamental, almost a given. Everything is one. And then we dive into creation to start experiencing. So you'll notice that there's a series of 3 laws that go together. What I call level 1, which is the sensing body-based laws, things that we learn just through sensing our way through life. The second group of 3, I call those the thinking laws, that which we create from the mind, and you'll see how the law of attraction sits right perfectly in that secondary trinity. And the third trinity are feeling-based laws that contain the activation of the full power of the heart. And then there's a law, like the 12th law that I look at in there, which is called the law of assumption. And that is when you really master everything. You're understanding this law of assumption. So let's go into this briefly so we can get through all of this with a sense of completion and understanding. So the first grouping of laws, as I call the sensing body-based laws, are the law of vibration, the law of resonance, and the law of expansion. So these are laws that we don't have to have much conscious understanding of in order to really have them be active in our life. So it's sort of like the first level. Most people operate at this level all the time. They don't really move beyond that because it's just the way things are. So those of us who seek answers in sort of a different way, we then move beyond into the activation, the understanding of the second grouping of laws, which is why I believe the law of attraction took such hold in people's consciousness, because they started to feel like, oh, I have something I can work with. So before we jump ahead to that, let's just simply look at the law of vibration. Again, I said these are sensing laws. We don't have to consciously think about these or feel into these. They're just operating. So if we look at the first one, I say 1A when we're really going through this, the law of vibration, it really has to do with pure energy. And the law of vibration, anything that exists in the universe, whether it's seen or unseen, is in its most pure and basic form, really comes from pure energy that resonates and exists as a certain vibratory frequency or pattern. And so the law of vibration is just about the vibration, the pure energy at which things are expressing. Now, a lot of explanations of this law have a lot to do with energy that resonates as light. And I believe that's sort of a half of the picture, because light only makes up 4% of our universe. So for me, to really understand the law of vibration, it is to understand the light and the dark wholeness, dark energy, dark matter. And basically for me, dark energy, dark matter is the frequency and the energy of love. And so pure energy is lightness and darkness together. 96% of the universe is made up of dark matter, dark energy, and I believe that fundamental dark energy is love, the impetus of all things. So you'll see next in line is the law of resonance. So that's a bit different than the law of vibration, which is simply about pure energy. The law of resonance is about frequency, the frequency of that energy. The law of resonance really determines the various vibratory patterns that are projected in human consciousness, or any consciousness when you really incorporate this. They're frequencies that are projected based on various emotions and thoughts and then underlying beliefs. And so what results, and when that frequency is projected, it results in vibration or resonance, sound, a similar and harmonious frequencies that determine and what's being created in your world. And there's not a lot of consciousness around this. It just is. Things vibrate, they resonate, and they create, potentially the chair you're sitting in. They create your physical body. And so these are sensing laws, again, that you're really not actively creating with. They just are. And then the third law is where, we see the result of our creation in each one of these cases. The third law is where we really have visible creation happening. So the law of expansion, sometimes called the law of growth. And that is very simple, one of the easiest ones to comprehend. It simply exists to continue the evolution of consciousness. So the law of growth is, there's a constant, it's like a seed that gets planted in the ground, and that seed grows, and the creation is constant, and it's immutable, unwavering, and when you really think about it, it's a predictable operation. You can become conscious of the law of growth when you start to, see the cycles operating in your life. And that is where you really start, I think, oftentimes in young adulthood, to look at the cycles of things. And that's where I call a portal of consciousness is, where a shift happens. And that's the law of rhythm. When we start to question and really say, oh, what's making up this, my life? What is my life determined by? And you can see the law of expansion, or things grow as you create. You plant a seed of consciousness. I'm going to become a writer. I'm going to become an author. And you plant that seed in consciousness. And without actively working with the higher laws, you see that there's a rhythmicity to it. You just experience a rhythm. And the law of rhythm is simply about the cycles, that everything has cycles. The tide has a cycle. Fertility in the female body has a cycle. Gestation has a cycle. We grow through cycles of what I teach, 7-year cycles of development, and there's truth to cyclical energies, and they show up in collective consciousness and things such as the 7-year itch, because this really is an important part of the law of rhythm, understanding very importantly that everything has a rhythm, a timing, and they follow patterns. Oftentimes the patterns are obvious, like the 7-year cycle. Sometimes they're not so obvious, because they might be fractals, something that occurs in a spiral of time. But when you start to really begin to consciously work with the first three laws and asking, and oftentimes again in early adulthood, what is it that I am creating here, and you start to see the cycles of time, and that what you plant in the ground grows and expands. So you're really then becoming more aware and sensing how things work, and this does have a lot more to do with the body than fully activating the mental faculties. So we'll move on to the next group of three, which are in the thinking, the mental thinking realm, because this is where we start to see and experience things like the law of correspondence. Now, the law of correspondence is often called the law of cause and effect. And it really just states that any action produces or returns a result or outcome in exact proportion to the act or cause which initiated it. And this is also, for many people, called the law of karma. So people start to really expand into this in their 30s and late 20s to 30s, as their career is developing, as their family, and they're seeing the impact of this law of correspondence. And they are probably aware of the thinking, the ideas behind the law of karma. It's like, why is this happening? Let me see if I can think into the answers of this. You know, what is it that I did that caused that? So we're always operating with all 12 of these laws. It's just the consciousness of the laws that expands into our, what I call, capacity to be fully creation able. So with the law of correspondence, then, when we see there is a cause and effect in the universe, and there is, if you are spirit of this spiritual nature, thinking of karma, it's like, okay, why? This starts to explain why things are the way they are. So then when we look at the second law, I call law of the second group, law 2B, the law of polarity, or the law of balance. Sometimes people talk about it in relationship to duality, that, you know, there is an equal and opposite expression of everything in creation. So the law of polarity is usually one that most people start to, you know, understand and think about and start to integrate. The law of polarity, light and dark, male and female, yin and yang, all of these concepts are operating within the law of polarity. And many people say we're living in the universe in this time of duality. So we understand, you know, good and evil very well. Some people like to say light and dark, love and fear. I have a different take on some of those fundamental dualities. That's another course. So I would then go to what I call the way we start to work with it and create is the law of attraction. So that is the universal laws that says whatever energy you broadcast out into the universe is joined or attracted to energies that are in equal harmonious frequency, resonance, or vibration. So you start to be excited. A lot of people in their 20s, 30s, etc., start to feel excited about the law of attraction and what was presented as a secret, which is really not a secret. We start to see, you know, the things that I'm thinking is what gets projected out there and I'm creating, but people end up really creating sometimes because we're working with the polarity, duality, and correspondence, cause and effect. What they're really creating is the thing that they think they don't want, but they're actually in a vibrational frequency with the duality of it. So, for example, if you're saying, I'm going to use the law of attraction and I'm going to think and create mental pictures and mental affirmations about having a life partner that I can be, you know, live my life with. Many people will often experience that they get into a relationship that is in conflict, or a relationship pattern that they may have experienced over and over and over again, because they haven't fundamentally activated this third set of laws, which includes the emotions and the heart. And so this is, you know, really why I think a lot of people got frustrated with the law of attraction, because it does operate with polarity, duality, and correspondence, cause and effect, because you're really, you know, creating a causing effect of these things to the mind. And so people will experiment and play with the law of attraction, again with affirmations, and then they may find that, hey, things just aren't working. And then they go into an old default pattern, which is, I can't because. And you really know that you are at that second level of attempting to create your reality, or actually creating your reality from your thinking, when that pattern sets in and you try it and you're not meeting with a shift in your results, because you really are saying to the universe at that level of thinking, I can't be cause. And so these are where we know that correspondence is operating, because you're saying, I cannot be the cause of really creating what it is that I'm desiring. Because in this level of thinking, You really have to understand that what you're experiencing often is the opposite thing that you are desiring. And so this law works very perfectly, as they all do in the universe. So again, the law of attraction is the secondary trinity, a thinking-based law. And so there's a shift point, what I call here again, just like the last grouping of three, the shift was understanding, fully starting to become conscious of the law of rhythm and cycles. So there's a shift that happens in this portal of consciousness of you, if you will, that is the law of transmutation. When you realize, we start to realize there's something more here, and I can activate this law of transmutation and have the law of transmutation really start to move me into what I call high creation gear. The law of transmutation states that everyone has the power to change their current situation by changing their energy, and the energy that they put into the universe, and then observing the laws at work. And so when you start to question beyond the law of attraction and say there's something more, you start to activate this shift of consciousness, this portal of the law of transmutation. And it's a very exciting and fun time that I've seen in my own life and in my clients' life, when you start to activate and consciously understand, because these are portals, again, of consciousness, the law of transmutation, you get to shift. And this when you shift in from the second grouping of laws to the third, is where things really start to happen and they start to get exciting. An example of this is how I really came to understand and work with this third set of laws and created this great big magnetic heart-based feeling-centered energy field, so that people came in support of the film. Towards the end of the process, then, I was creating more consciously with this third set of laws and was able to bring into my field, into the manifestation of my vision, for example, Mary Morrissey, the narrator of the film. She was just starting to feel a resonant vibrational frequency match with where I was coming from and the vision I was holding, and we just magnetized together. That's a good example of that. So let's look at this third set of laws, which I say, when you master these, you enter into a period called full creation ability. And so these are the laws of reciprocity, abundance, and confluence. So now we're getting into where the law of confluence came in for me into the film. So the law of reciprocity is really about when you start to understand thing beyond duality, beyond polarity, beyond cause and effect. This is greater than just cause and effect. So the law of reciprocity is one that becomes activated in, I would say, you know, in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, because you start to really realize this law of reciprocity makes a huge difference. It's intricately connected in harmony and harmonizes with all these other universal laws. but it is reciprocal in terms of it is mutual and equal giving and returning in kind and in degree. And so there, the law of reciprocity really is about equality of giving and receiving. And it, and oftentimes people that are not yet at this time of their life to operate with the third set of laws are in a scarcity abundance paradigm. And that has, because there is not the activation yet of the law of reciprocity. So this would be, for example, people who say, I want to get something for free. I want, you know, can you just give away your services? Can you give away your creation without a reciprocal exchange of energy? And so we see that very frequently around us. And because there really is no such thing as non-reciprocity. Because if you're not ready to work with that law, then you're really in a duality paradigm in the second level of the laws of universal consciousness, the laws of creation. So when you really shift into consciously working with this third group, which is feeling-based, which is different than sensing, there's a lot more conscious mastery of emotions, feelings, and that's a full integration. And this really centers in the heart, which is what Sacred Journey of the Heart is all about. Now, Sacred Journey of the Heart as a vibration is 111, 111. And so that in and of itself, this is again Pythagorean numerology, which is absolute. A is B, A is 1 always, B is 2 always. So when we run the vibration of that title, it is always 111. And so when it's about the Trinity manifestation of this highest grouping of laws. So in reciprocity, we understand something beyond just give and take. It is a deep understanding, a deep heart-based appreciation that I'm offering this to you from my heart, and I know that there will be a reciprocal return to that energy, which is why it's talked in most religious traditions about the power of tithing, and that comes from a high part of this higher law, the higher grouping of laws. Of the feeling, heart-based laws. So the law of abundance comes in here. And this is not about the polarity that I just talked about, scarcity abundance, because that exists at that second level. The law of abundance is really, you look at the continual growth, unlimited resources available, and knowing that the universe is constantly producing and multiplying effortlessly through all of the rest of the laws, the abundance which is determined only by the kind and the quality of the seed that is planted. So the law of abundance is, again, it's a heart-based law. It's a deep inner feeling of the plentitude of the universe, a cornucopia of all the resources, all the energy, all the love, all the experience that we ever have in our hearts, again, the key, the heart's deepest desires to partake in of this magnificent world that we live in. And so this is a very powerful part of this third set of laws. Then the third one of these is where the law of confluence comes in. Because when we start to understand this heart-based feeling of reciprocity and the heart-based law of abundance, that's when we start to really activate the full creation ability. I mean, again, the third one of each one of these laws is where we start to create. And again, the law of confluence is a weaving together of multiple streams of energy, not just one or two, just not just opposites, two things or duality attracting, or things just vibrating, growing, and expanding without an awareness of how that happens, the activating laws of the previous two groupings. But the law of confluence is that heart-based integrative energy that says, you know, we're integrating all of the other laws, the sensing of the body, the thinking of the mind, and the feeling of the heart. And that's why the way that the law reads is feeling builds a connection between all the other laws. Heart creates the wholeness of this entire system of the 12 universal laws. And above all of this, love manifests abundance. Now, this is not the abundance of the law of abundance, but in because it's more than that, it goes back to divine oneness. And so the law of confluence is really the integrative place of thoughts, of feelings, and a shift out of unconscious belief into the full conscious power of creation. So the law of confluence, again, when that is active, you start to have series of things happening from all over. It's from behind, 360 degrees, from behind, in front, above, and below, all coalescing in the heart. And the way that this feels is just unbridled joy of creation and also a deep sense of inner peace. So there's a deep sense of peace just because it's, I know, I feel, I think that all of the things that are happening are a beautiful, perfect reflection of the conscious workings within my life of all of these laws. And when that feeling, thinking, sensing, integrative place really catches hold, really becomes a part of the very fabric of your being, then you start to realize what's really behind all of this. And this is what I call the underlying law, that when you start to consciously work with it, everything shifts. And this is the law of assumption. And the law of assumption I have written here as the 12th law. Because the law of assumption, when you get this, you consciously start to work from this place. And the law of assumption simply states that which I choose and desire to manifest, I assume is already done. And so whatever your deepest desires are, you come at it from this integrated place of feeling and thought and sensation to the point where there's an absolute certainty I assume that I am simply moving into harmonious vibration with that which I desire to create. And we've had this law of assumption really cloaked and hidden because of cultural conditioning that says that the phrase about assume it is to be crude about it, because it is to make an ass out of you and me. So when we learn that as children, right from the beginning of our formative stages of life, we have that law of assumption pulled out from under us. So the law of assumption is, I assume whatever it is that I choose and desire to manifest is already done, and now I'm activating consciously through the law of rhythm, that there's a cycle, there's a timing to this, through actively working consciously with the law of transmutation, that energy, we have energy, and we have the power to change energy in any current situation, and then we have the law of confluence, where we know absolutely through feeling, sensing, and thinking that it will come to us. We don't have to go out and get it, because you start operating from the place of assumption, I assume it is already done. And so this is really the full power of these 12 laws. And of course, I say law zero again, we go back to divine oneness. And that's the overarching state, condition, existence of the universe. So when we work with these laws, when we're working fully and with the full set of 12 laws, and then the 13th one, which is either 0 or 13th, which sometimes they call the octave shift, the way we create our lives, the way we experience our lives is very different. The word empowerment is thrown out there a lot, but it's not even a sense of power, but it is inner power to know that our inner world is absolutely creating our outer world. So these are the topics that we will be exploring in the Heart Forums group and in private sessions, as well as in the different coaching and counseling products and processes that I offer my clients. Because I know absolutely, if you are a student of consciousness and you understand the fundamental structure of these laws, how they operate in your life, whatever it is that you desire, it's simply a matter of manifesting that through this, especially the awareness and the consciousness of this highest of the operative trinities, so that you can expand into the fullness of who you are and offer the world all the gifts that you come here to give. So I hope you enjoyed this presentation, and please contact me if you'd like to explore these laws and how to activate them step by step with me as your guide. Thank you so much.